Hey, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman beyond.
This is Adam Beechin.
This is Yoko McCann from Funko.
This is Zach from Diamond Select Toys.
This is Bernard Chang.
Dan Jurgens.
Hey everyone, it's Michael McQuiston.
This is Lolita Rittmanis.
This is Christopher Carter with Dynamic Music Partners.
This is Travis from at Saturday Morning Batman on Instagram.
This is Eli Benson, also known as Batman Beyond fan page, and I'm telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
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 Welcome, Neo-Gothamites, to Above and Batman Beyond, a YouTube series and podcast all about the futuristic Bat Beyond. I am your co-host, Benjamin David. Our show is brought to you by our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe there. That's youtube.com/aboveandbatmanbeyond. So today it's Target Geek Out Beyond. That's right, McFarlane Batwoman Beyond made an appearance at this year's Target Fall Geek Out. The new Target exclusive Batwoman Beyond action figure from McFarlane just hit stores this week, along with an extra promotion and heroic role in the DC rosters of figures in Target Geek Out. So today I'm joined by my DC Collector Cast co-host, LT, aka at House of Geekery, on Instagram, I should say. LT and I were already recording that show to cover the rest of the DC figures from the Target Fall Geek Out, so we threw in a bunch of extra Beyond content for this show to cover Batwoman today, just for you guys. Please subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. We are Above and Batman Beyond on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud. And again, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/aboveandbatmanbeyond. Check out our other shows in the channel. We have the DC Animated Movie Show, as well as DC Collect-A-Cast, as I mentioned before. That's the show talking action figures and collectibles from the DC universe. Please write us a 5-star review on Apple. Really helps us out. It takes literally just a minute or two, but that few minutes goes a very long way in helping awesome listeners like you find the show. Please tell your friends as well, share it around, help us out if you enjoy it. And follow us on Instagram, we are at Batman Beyond Media, for an upcoming giveaway, for an incentive to write us 5-star reviews, because that's how much we want you guys to do it. It's how important it is. We have a lot of listeners and not nearly as many reviews, so incentives are coming. Again, follow DC Collect-A-Cast, we are at DC Collect-A-Cast. And like our Facebook page too, just like the IG, we are at DC Collect-A-Cast. And shout out to LT for setting up the new Facebook. All right, Neo Gotham, let's talk Batwoman and Target Geek Out Beyond.
This is Christopher Carter telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
All right, guys, so it's Target Geek Out Beyond. We got the exclusive McFarlane Batwoman Beyond Build-A-Figure. Check out the rest of our Target Geek Out on our next episode of DC Collect-A-Cast, dropping every Wednesday. We talked about that with LT here. I'm not going to call this a crossover. You know, we just did a crossover for Batman Day, and some people are turned off by the idea of a crossover when you do it a lot. So we're just going to say this is Target Geek Out Beyond. But we did want to definitely shout out our DC Collect-A-Cast podcast, because that's what we're going to talk about all the rest of the stuff as part of this Target Geek Out. So on that was the Batman 66 stuff. There was breast cancer awareness bombshells. And then the highlight was the Batman hazmat suit from McFarlane. But this is a Batman Beyond podcast. I also have some news on collectibles specifically related to Beyond to kind of follow up with Batman Day stuff. Some emails that I've gotten, along with our email of our highlighted figure today, back to, again, Batwoman Beyond. I'll let you take it away, LT. Talk about the exclusive McFarlane Batwoman Beyond Build-A-Figure as part of the Target Geek Out Beyond. I say as part of before I hand it over, because, you know, it's not like this is a brand new reveal. This was already up for pre-order. In fact, we did a video of it when the pre-orders went up a couple months back, right on our YouTube channel. Check that out. Of course, we did a podcast as well. But yeah, talk about how this fit into Geek Out.
Correct. The Geek Out, the Target Geek Out Con was a month-long festival of new release of figures from different brands. Today was the last, finale of the Geek Out, and they just released a bunch of figures. And again, like Ben said, the Batwoman Beyond figure was had already been out for pre-order, but they re-released her again as part of this celebration or Geek Out. And it went up for pre-order along with everything else that he mentioned. There was five DC figures all together. And her, you know, she was the fifth one. I pre-ordered back then, you know, so I didn't have to. If she had not showed up on this part of this con, I would have, you know, already been safe and had her. But it was good to, you know, push her in with all the other figures. Now, it said it was sold out. Now, I don't know if that was sold out because of this last push or it was sold out. This is
as of today?
Yes, okay. As of today, it was sold out. Again, I don't know if it was because of this last push or it was sold out prior to it being, you know, already out on pre-order.
Mm.
I don't know, but again, it was a nice way to throw in another DC McFarlane figure, especially from the Batman Beyond series, in which this is the third figure in this series. First one being, of course,
yeah, because again, this Beyond. Is a Build-A-Figure. So yeah, go yes. through the list.
This is the Build-A-Figure for the Joker bot. There is a four-figure series. First one, of course, being Batman Beyond Terry McGinnis. Second one was Shriek. This one is the third figure, all ending with the last figure already previewed, and we've talked about Blight.
Your favorite. This
weird, my freaky favorite. Suit. Terrible it's suit. Just, yeah, it's a school... It's a sculpt we just do not agree on.
It's the, for those who haven't seen it, it's the Rebirth Beyond suit when they reintroduce Blight at the end of Batman Beyond Rebirth, and it is god-awful. It's this Lex Luthor purple-green thing that, yes, we have lamented time and again about. And unfortunately, we do have to at least mention it again because it ties in with today's figure in terms of the comics. But anyway, yes, that's the list. Once again, we have Terry McGinnis Batman, then there's Shriek, Batwoman, and then the end of it is because it's four all together, Blight, and it builds the Joker bot that LT mentioned is from Future's End Comics, which was the New 52, this Brother Eye storyline throughout the DC universe, but key to it was Terry McGinnis Batman story, and there was a Joker bot. I think the idea of the Joker bot, whatever, we'll get into details, but so this is this Batwoman then, once again, as the third in this four of the Build-A-Figure was re-released, but what would you say as part of Geek Out?
I guess put right back up for pre-order, I guess. I mean,
right, because it would have been sold out.
Yeah.
Right? It's been
there'd
sold
be no
out.
Point That's to put point, it back right? on it sold out. That'd be dumb.
Or has it been sold out?
Right. Huh? I'm sorry.
Has it been sold out?
Honestly, I don't have never checked on it again after I pre-ordered. I just
because generally they this especially Beyond stuff sells right out.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think they would have put something up sold out. That would make no sense. Like, here's a figure you could have gotten from a couple of months ago. So you know, it could have very been well that it sold out this morning. I don't know, but. Regardless, they did put it back up. Now, there is mention that they're going to release her in an unmasked form that has not been technically confirmed. But if history, shows, we got different versions of the first Terry McGinnis and the first Shriek.
Mm-hmm.
We got single boxed figures of them. So it only makes sense if we get a single boxed non-build-a-form figure of just her, you know, whether it'll be unmasked a different
unmasked would imply at least if it's based on the comics where she was created once again in the Rebirth comics. We just did a little off mic research there. And I had just read Rebirth, but unfortunately, as we'll get into in much more detail, just a forgettable run of comics. I mean, I literally read these things within the last month and I forgot almost the entire arc of her. Not because I'm not welcoming of the idea of a Batwoman character. In fact, that's some of the things that I'm going to talk about is that I was very welcome. It's just pretty disappointed because I knew about her obviously covering with the podcast and everything. She was in the comics And then when I dug into the comics, I was like, this is what, how we did this? Wow. Like, and I'm not even a woman. So anyway, the back to the figure here, I just feel like, I forgot what exactly I was even getting at, but anyway, it's part of this Target geek out. I think it's cool that, you know, we get a little Beyond love here in Geek Out 2021, baby.
Right. Now, if we get a...
Oh, sorry. You were talking about Unmasked. That's what brought me to
it. Yeah, I was like,
so in the comics, what I was trying to say was Elena Grayson, assuming that they go with that, is her identity in the comics, which is, as it sounds, Dick Grayson's daughter, Nightwing's daughter, which I have feelings about. But we don't even know. One of the things you were talking about off mic, speaking of Unmasked, and I'll hand it back to you, it was just like, we don't even know if that's going to be Elena Grayson, because they say nothing on this. You said you couldn't find any information
on the card, box. They show everything. All it says is Batman Beyond.
Batwoman.
That's it.
Batman Beyond Batwoman. That's what it says.
Yeah. There's nothing else. So for all we know, it's not Elena Grayson. And again, going back to that Unmasked, I don't even know how she looks unmasked. Did they show that? Did they show her in the comics unmasked? Or,
yeah, I mean, well, I'm assuming she, in this, there
is
were
she
parts.
A redhead?
In, yeah, she's a redhead. I mean, that's all accurate to it. But it's just like, or at least from memory, yeah. The one thing oh my God, speaking of the redhead thing, ready? Not only do they do a thing, it's future Batman. I'll give you this, okay? It's the end of Rebirth, once again, is when she was introduced, toward the end. So it went to 50 issues. She was introduced issue 37. It ran until December 2020. So she was introduced like late 2019. They went to space. Okay, that's fine. Batman in space. Okay, it's future Batman.
Okay.
She's floating around in space and the hair is floating outside of her suit. I'm like, did you need to have the hair outside of a space suit? You already have me buying that a bunch of bat men and women are flying around in the bat suit, which apparently was ready for space. And they're like, oh, you only have a limited amount of time. They're like, limited? It's space. That suit was never ready for space as far as I knew. All of a sudden, the bat suit Beyond I'm supposed to buy this whole time was ready for fucking space. Excuse my language. Normally, we don't try not to curse here. But like, I'm supposed to then buy that her hair is coming through the spacesuit.
Wow. And the reason I'm saying is that she's a redhead because the figure has her hair coming out the back.
Oh, actually, I can curse. This is Batman. This is Above and Batman Beyond. What the fuck?
Coming out the fucking back. Yeah. I guess I don't know this figure. I don't know the character. Let me rephrase that. I don't know the character from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, just by looking at the face, Max, her eyes look very Venom looking. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah. I mean, from the comics, she does have, I have it open right in front of me, the figure itself. And, you know, in the comics, there's a little bit of that in all of Rebirth, is that even in the Batman, I'll give them this, is that the Batman Beyond suit in Rebirth does have those venomy long, what he's saying is like the long, so the white eyes kind of like from Batman the Animated Series, or I should say Batman Beyond, the animated white Batman eyes are like really stretched out in kind of the Rebirth. It is not a thing that I think it happened, especially after Rob Levin, I believe his name was, he was the editor at the time, and then Dan Jurgens, it was his idea along with Bernard Chang himself who did the art to kind of change up the bat suit at a point in Batman Beyond Rebirth, right? So later after that, it feels like, and don't quote me on this, but I want to say ever since, and then they even went back to, like, after they did the redesigned suit, they went back to a more classic look. But one of the things that continued with it was these longer eyes. And don't quote me again, but I want to say that was one of the things that kind of carried over from this. I didn't mind that they did a redesign of the suit. I mean, that's always kind of welcome if you make it make sense. And they did. They gave it a lot of technological reasons. Point is, with this suit, I'll give them the long eyes. I don't... The problem is the character was just not very compelling the way that they did it. We'll get to that. I want to stick with the figure for just a minute. My other beef with the figure is that, and I talked about this when the pre-orders first went up. In a comic, you can, one of the things I love so much about the bat symbol on the bat suit beyond is it's like high up on the chest, and those wings on the red bat, the red bat emblem of Beyond, it like is emblazoned across your chest, almost up to your shoulders. Like it's this big right. pointy thing, right? In the comics, they were able to maintain that while also give her the figure of a woman who's going to fill out, you know, they give her boobs. In the figure, it's the boobs just, they didn't fit them on the boobs enough. And now the symbol goes all the way down to what looks like her belly button. And they don't go all the way up to the shoulder. And then the shoulders, it looks like she's got like a poofy dress, unless I'm looking at the figure wrong.
Nope. That's exactly what I was.
The hell am I looking at? I don't remember that from the comics. It didn't look like she had a dress from the early 90s on. Like
pirate poofs. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now too.
I am not a big fan of this figure, man, and I don't remember it being like this in the comics. It wasn't like this in the comics. I promise you, I do remember that much. At least most of it that I remember, I feel like that would have really stood out if it did. Anyway, before we get into the details of the character and some stuff that kind of bothered me in the comics that we inevitably have to get into because that's where she was introduced. She's got the red wings. She's got the big belt. Anything else about this figure that you wanted to talk about here?
No, I mean, I addressed the hair, which I, like I said, I didn't know. That's why I questioned it. She comes with the two legs of the Joker bot, the Batarang.
Good point. Yes, we're building the Joker bot.
Yeah. What else to say? Then she has an extra pair of hands. I mean, nothing extravagant or.
It's not just those little Batarangs either. It's like they gave her the legit two Batarangs.
Yeah. With two hands, with two grappling hands, like maybe she can hold them both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, nice. It's a welcome figure. It's just not, I think we talked about it back when it was first introduced, this whole series of Batman Beyond. It's not a character I would have chosen to bring to life in figure form. You know, there's a ton of other figures we could have gotten.
Even if you go female, I mean, clearly that's not clearly, but.
Yeah.
It is the move. You got to have a female, as they should. They should think about that as well. I'm not trying to be like anti-woke or whatever. It's like, good. I'm glad they're doing that. But it's like, there's so many female characters. Ink, you know, Barbara Gordon. Just go down the list. Max.
Right.
Like,
Yeah. So, no. I mean, of course, I pre-ordered her. She is on. She's on her way.
My favorite part of every show with LT is bitching for 5 to 10 minutes, both of us. And then I hand it over to LT and he's like, so I pre-ordered her.
My credit card has been charged. Yes.
Your Target card.
Target card. Yes. It has been charged.
As he was coercing me on DC Collecticast to get
the free shipping.
Free shipping.
As of today, in fact, I got the email this morning that it was finally shipped, which is 4 days after I believe you got your email. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I got mine. Yep. 4 days ago. Benjamin, your order is on its way. Just a few more steps. So 33:15, it comes out to all together, which
33:15. Are you serious?
Yeah. Cause of shipping.
Mine was $25.99 or something.
Right. Like free shipping. Yeah. We get it. That's probably why though. 33:15 altogether. Yeah, DC exclusive. I love this. Build a figure, Batman and Beyond, Batwoman.
And Beyond.
Yeah, you ever notice that Target still thinks it's Batman and Beyond? They haven't fixed it yet. I'm like, you've been putting out these figures since March. Batman and Beyond, idiots. Idiots beyond.
Idiots and Beyond.
I, you know, here's the thing. And then we'll get into the comics and what all this is based on and what annoys me even more. So you got the, as part of the figure, you got the Joker Build-A-Figure legs. I felt the need to get this, especially because it's got legs. Without that, I actually really do like the Joker figure so far with the arms and then the torso, the spinning head. Like, I really kind of like playing with it. I think it's well sculpted. I'm not a big fan of the, you know, Future's End, New 52. A lot of people aren't, but I really do enjoy that figure, playing with it. I like the idea of it, that it's like the duality of Batman and Joker, and Joker's part of the Batman and all that stuff, the antithesis. I love cyborgs. I love big metal Terminator looking guns. I mean, all that shit is right up Benjamin's alley, right? But it's just kind of like, he's still not standing up. Got to have the legs. I think you know where this is going, especially with what I said about Blight before.
Exactly.
I still care so little about all this that I'm not going to get those Infinity War Spider-Man arm things for Blight. I don't care enough. I just need this thing to stand. And I honestly care more about the legs of this thing than I do about the Batwoman Beyond.
The Build-A-Figure. So
the figure, I care more about the Build-A-Figure than the figure.
Okay.
And it's not because it's a woman, I said before. So here's some stuff. And now let's get into it, because here's some stuff I was complaining about off mic, but he and I both had to do some research, even though I literally just read this within the past few months. That's how literally forgettable the Batwoman Beyond run, in my opinion, was, right? So you have Elena Grayson, daughter of Dick Grayson. It's like, why are you making it? That just takes away so much of what I think is especially a female character should have this, like, she almost has a little extra to prove. You don't want to, you know, force it down anybody's throat, woke it up for no reason, but it's cool to have, you know, a badass female character. I was saying on the DC Collect Cast, one of the things I love about the Bombshells, just the fact that these are female superheroes, that's cool, whatever. So, but instead of having her have agency and have autonomy, instead it's like, no, she's just related to Dick Grayson. Sidekick, by the way, who we already knew about, and it's like, oh, well, how is she so good? Is it because she's naturally good at shit and struck out on her own and got her own training and wanted this life? No, it's that her father just happens to be the second greatest detective. You know, it's like, come on, dude. So that to me is just weak. I think with legacy content is to just, no matter what, bring the daughter or especially with Batwoman. It's one thing to have like some new Robin-esque character. I kind of wouldn't have minded that. Right. Batwoman? No. Like, even Batgirl, I wouldn't have wanted like another son or daughter of anybody. Like, no, we've done that. We've seen that. That's the other thing too. It's like, been there, done that. So I thought that was weak in the run. Then you just had the whole, like, she steals the bat suit. Never saw that before in Batman Beyond. Like, really? She steals the bat suit and Bruce doesn't know she stole it. She somehow has hidden this. And I, you know, the specifics of how, you know, I do remember she had some kind of safe house in the woods, you know, like it's this upstate New Yorkish area of outside Neo Gotham. And she's hiding the bat suit in this. It was so like, how does Bruce not know that? Like, that to me was so weak. And then the way that they tied in with Blight, dude. And unfortunately, we have to once again talk about the return of Blight Beyond. The what is essentially in the Batman Beyond mythology, and what it was carried over, in fact, and acknowledged in Rebirth, is that this is pretty much the Joker of Batman. This is the driving force that makes Terry steal the bat suit for the first time, guys, and strike out on his own and avenge the death of his father, very similar to the way Batman did, right?
He's the main baddie.
The main baddie. And you bring him back while Terry has been captured and is missing, okay, which is what, I don't mind that that's maybe what makes Elena steal the bat suit, fine, but it's like, then at that point, just have Bruce acknowledge it and let's move on. Instead, Bruce somehow doesn't know about it. Terry is missing with a 66 villain who has captured him, False Face. And it's like, False Face Beyond? You have an entire rogues, and it's already a cult property. You had 50 issues. You know this thing's probably about to end. I could lay money by this point they knew it was about to end. and this is how you're going out. It's just so crazy to me, all the kind of weirdly bad, lazy-ish things that were done at the end of this run. And the fact that with Blight comes back in that terrible suit, and it's Batwoman who goes up against him instead of the very arc that started this entire thing of Blight is now being faced by a woman we barely know or care about. And just happens to be the daughter of a former sidekick. Oh, and they go to space and just fly around, and they're with their hair literally flowing in space. That happens too.
And she has like, what? She doesn't have complete control, or she doesn't know all the gadgets of the bat suit. So it's,
Yeah, there were, she was like struggling with certain parts of it. Like that was like part of it. It's like, oh, I'm fumbling around with this bat suit beyond and still learning the suit. And somehow Bruce still doesn't know the world's greatest detective with, at this point in time, especially, like you can maybe argue if this is, you know, the anachronistic 1940s, like animated series bat, but this is the whole point of the future is like privacy goes down, especially with a guy like Batman. He's a known fascist. He tracks everyone. He doesn't give a shit. He's got that suit tracked. I mean, I was about to say beyond and not even realize it. He's got that suit fucking tracked. Every inch of that thing is tracked. So dumb. And especially her, who has no experience with really, she has some experience, but like if you then say, you have the characters, you know, every character should have problems, fine. But it's like, those are the problems you give her, is not understanding the suit. And meanwhile, she's somehow able to hide that suit from the smartest dude on the planet. In a time when everything is being tracked, and that's kind of the whole point of Batman Beyond. It's just crazy. And all you had to do, once again, like, I always say this with sci-fi, it takes like one line. You just write it in, and it's like, she's a hacker or whatever. You know, she convinced Max to block the suit. There you go. She called up Max. Hey, girl, help me out. Like something.
Cut the tracking wire. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take much to convince me, by the way. I don't. And in fact, I want no more than one line. It's just laziness. So that's my rant. And I, back to the character here, it's or back to the figure. And we can wrap with this is just, you know, the shoulders kill me, I think, is the biggest beef I have here. She really looks like she's on her way to prom 1993.
Well, I'm looking forward to the follow-up figure, if there is one.
Sorry, I thought you were about to say, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, I am looking forward to it. I mean, aside from like if they do come out with a second figure of her.
Second figure, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you meant this. I thought this was another one of the, well, I pre-ordered her.
I'll wait till that comes out in order to say that. No, though. Usually they might tweak her a bit. I mean, we did get the fire boost rockets on the second Terry McGinnis figure, you know, to add to his more Batman Beyond look. So I mean, we could be getting something where they could be, you know, for all we know, they're knocking off those little poofs on her thing. We don't know, you know. I will judge this character more when I see the supposed second figure that comes out, but we'll know here, I guess, this week. We should be getting our figures, you know, see it up close.
I mean, the last thing I'll say is this, it really is just like he opened the arc of Batman Beyond, flipped it open, the trade paperback, and was like, here's Batwoman. Who does she go up against? Oh, Blight. Like, did you not bother to also find out that Blight, like, actually he didn't. And this is what also bothers me. McFarlane knows this. Like, he has to at least know that Blight is the main baddie. This is all so confusing to Benjamin.
The Blight should have been the cartoon version.
You think?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's my two cents. But yeah, I mean, I know now that you said that you're only going to get her because of the legs, that means you could care less about getting the Blight figure because of the spider leg, the spider backings, you know. So
yeah, it worked out, I'll say this. it really worked out that those were the parts that came with Blight, given how much I hate Blight. But I'll also say this, even if that thing didn't have legs, if Blight was the reason, I might also be okay with that. That's how little I even want to support the idea of that terrible Blight figure coming out. Then again, I don't want to be that snobby, because the fact that they're making Batman Beyond figures, you know, I kind of want to support that idea, but man.
Well, I'm hoping they make more after Blight, you know.
Yeah, and I think they will, you know, like, I guess, yeah. So let's go a little positive here. We have the five pack that's been that image of the Target system has been out for a bit, of a five pack that's inevitably coming from Target, right?
Right. I mean, there's no confirmation of what that is. There's no pictures, no nothing, but he has already put out 2 5 packs as McFarlane exclusives through his store. So maybe he's doing it this way through Target. We don't know. Oh,
sweet. So we'll just get 5 of the same figures again.
Exact. With the Build-A-Figure already built, you know,
I will bash my already balding head into the wall if that happens.
Well, yeah, have you seen the other 5 packs, right? You've seen the ones of the...
Yeah, you're right. They're all just re-releases.
They're just re-releases. The only thing different being they are in a big-ass box with the figure or the Build-A-Figure already built, and it coming with its own card. You know how everyone comes with a standard trading card?
Yeah, yeah. It has their background on it. It tells usually what comic their origin is. Exactly.
That was probably the only difference. That figure would get its own card with a gold foiled stamp right on the front, Batman Beyond. That's what I see happening, because he did that with the past 2 Build-A-Figure sets of Last Night on Earth and Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Just complete re-releases. However, King Shark had a minor variant to it, which is killing me that I don't have, so I might have to get it. The blood all around the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is the best part. You guys ready? Are you going to pre-order it?
Because it's already out for pre-order, buddy. I just have not gotten it. Because that's... I already have all the damn figures. I don't need.
No, I mean the Beyond one. When they do that, you'll pre-order.
I don't know. Yeah, you will. Know.
That's the funniest part of the end the story.
I guess it depends now if it's going to be a Target exclusive or. Oh,
don't say that. No. Come on, you have to. This point. Come on, just do it for this podcast. Just solidarity for this podcast. Just follow through for me. Okay. I want you to spend an extra 100. How much of those things? How much of those?
125. Yeah.
You don't even a break. You don't even get a break. That means meaning each figure is normally $20, 25 for a Build-A-Figure, and you're literally paying for everyone.
You're paying for the fancy case and that new card.
Yeah, I guess. The fancy case.
Although, if I do order it through Target, I will get free shipping. So there's that.
Free. Yep.
I mean, I don't know how much that cost. I mean, again, we don't know. There's been no word on what that five case is. So
that's pretty depressing. That's almost like a kid who doesn't realize the truth about Santa until he's like way too old. I was one of those kids. Like, my parents were like, oh, all right, here's the deal. Right. So it's like that gullibility is beautiful to an extent. I just put it together that I guess because when that was first announced, there was this time when, you know, I imagined a world in which I'd get a Rogues Gallery or I don't know, any character we've never seen before in a 5-pack from McFarlane Toys. But I think what we have learned in the past year, but to end positive, we don't know what's coming in that. And it could be. That could be the dawn of a new day, a new future, a new hero, Eli. Eli? LT. I just called you Eli. I'm so Eli. Used to saying
who's
that.
Who's Eli?
Eli's my co-host on the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to both of you.
Oh. No. Man. We won't know that until we won't know anything probably until after December when we get Blight. I'm sorry. Yeah, Blight. And even that, if we even get a blight variant. So that's still way down the road. I don't know how that got in the target system and was revealed so early. So
it's true. Yeah. With the lack of release news on that since then. Yeah. That was definitely some kind of leak, but everyone's seen it. So,
yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, I was about to say anything else. I kind of don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't know what else.
Well, I did.
I guess, I will turn it over to you since you seem to be a little more positive about this whole line here. Yes. What were you going to say?
No, there's nothing else to that figure or why that we need to talk about. I was going to add something I wanted to show you last cast
for Batman just Beyond.
Came in from Batman Beyond.
Okay.
Are you ready? Would you like to see it?
Hold on. Yes.
It is the Batman Beyond variant of the battle damage.
Oh.
Yes.
You got the battle damage Beyond figure from McFarlane. Oh my God.
This was the unknown variant that was never, previewed or anything. He didn't even tell us that this was coming out. It just one day we saw this, someone posted it, and everyone thought it was a fake. Everyone thought it was someone who repainted it and put it out there.
Yeah.
But it was in all definitions, a chase figure, because it was one per so many. And these things were rare.
It's really rare. It's such rare. A beautiful figure. Oh my God.
I did not find this. I had to go on eBay and pay a scalper to get this.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So that's what you did.
Yes, I had to pay this. I paid $60 just to get him when they're normally $20.
Wow. That makes sense. I was going to guess more. I mean, because those platinum figures are like, how much? Like 100 and something?
At least. Yeah. But no, I think I might have heard this guy earlier, or he didn't know what he had. But yeah, I got him for 60. Dude, and
that thing is gorgeous.
I wanted to have shown you last weekend, but it was still in transit. Or not last weekend, from last show, from our Batman Beyond Day podcast.
Yeah.
But it didn't count. But it barely came in. And he's a beaut. So
thank you for bringing that to the show, dude. That's
because of this. I see. Maybe we'll get other variants. We can hopefully get a Batgirl variant, a Batwoman variant.
Mm-hmm.
As cool as this, you know, a better repaint. I don't know.
Yeah, or just not do her at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, so something we actually want.
Yes. I'm holding out faith until I have her in my hand and Blight in my hand, as well as their variants, if they have any. And then I will more than likely never collect that set again. I don't know. So
I think we'll get more from Batman. I mean, I think we'll get more Batman Beyond from McFarlane. And if we don't, I think at least at the very least, what I always hope for with anything that Beyond comes out is like, it's a cult property to begin with. It's niche. Any exposure, I'll take it. It hurts to not support the Blight figure because it's a Batman Beyond action figure. And honestly, if I do have some extra money and I see him at Target, that might be my only loophole. But like, I'm even at the point where even if I see Shriek Unmasked store, like we're going to talk about it on the Hunt on our next episode of DC Collect Cast. It's just, I don't even know if I need to buy him if I see him. Of Shriek course, that's Unmasked. That's on my Hunt list, but it's also like, is it really on my hunt list is the question.
Yeah. See, Shriek Unmasked is the only figure of this whole series that I've seen on peg.
I've never seen him.
I've never seen any other figure besides that one on peg
from Beyond.
Everything else has been ordered.
And literally every one of my store reports, I see at least two Shriek Masked.
Really?
Exclusive. Yeah. That's the Target exclusive is the Masked, and Unmasked is the non-exclusive.
So, yeah. So.
So weird.
Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, and the last thing, some good news, some positivity to end with people. Along with my Target emails, I got some Funko emails for Crouching Tiger, hidden shwayness.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, baby. So items of shipment, Batman Crouching, Batman Beyond. And this was on, it said 3 days ago, September 30th. Your order is on the way. So this was the Batman Day. Funko, the star of Funko on Batman Day was Batman Beyond. Terry McGinnis, Crouching Tiger, Batman Beyond. The Crouching Tiger. Crouching, Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond. And then there was also, and it's like animated series, Batman Beyond, McFarlane. Yes. Animated series, Batman Beyond, McFarlane. And it was gorgeous. The other stuff from Funko, once again, Beyond was the star. It wasn't just, there was other Batman Day stuff, but it was amazing. Like the background was Neo Gotham. If you haven't heard last episode, we talked all about this. Actually, two episodes ago at this point. But yeah, the that was just awesome having Terry McGinnis as the star. And like the other one was the soda, the vinyl soda, and the unfortunately Joker King. I missed out on the vinyl soda, although I did try to get it. But yeah, it was crazy. Like, cause I don't think you and I, yeah, we haven't talked about this since, because we, the orders would have been up after Batman Day. Yeah. So my experience ordering it was I wanted both. Again, I wanted both the vinyl soda and I wanted Crouching Tiger, Hidden Shwayness. Crouching Tiger goes in, the way it worked was you had to sign up for essentially emails to be sent to you by Funko, which is cool that you didn't have to be part of a lottery. Anyone could do it. But as long as you had signed up at a certain amount of time, you would get an email on a certain day. And then it was like, it would send you this weird page that auto refreshed. It was like, do not refresh this page. It's real sketchy, weird auto refreshing page that keeps you in line for, I think, 3 hours. It said the cap was. So you're sitting there for 3 hours. I'm driving. Dangerous, by the way. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. I'm driving and auto refresher finally goes off after breakfast and everything. And I almost drove off the road when it was like, your Funko Pop is ready. And I literally pulled over. Okay. And start ordering the Funko Pop. By the time I had checked out of the Funko Pop, within 2 minutes, the vinyl soda was already, it was gone. But here's the thing, in my defense, what I think is ridiculous is that the vinyl soda was not available at that same moment. And it's like, why? Why would they do that? That's kind of messed up. It's like, if I signed up for this, I guess it would technically give more people a chance to get something.
I'm looking it up right now to see if anything is available. And as far as that day of releases, the only things available now are the Joker King, of course.
That's still available. That's so sad.
Actually, and it says Batman Beyond is also available too. Add to cart.
The Crouching Tiger?
Yeah.
Crouching Terry? Oh, shit.
Crouching.
Wow. Cool.
It's there too. Now, everything else I'm looking at is sold out.
Yeah, because Eli, our co-host, DM'd me. He's like, yeah, I'm hoping that Funko will put it back up on their site. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to rant on your parade here, but I do not see that happening. I actually said, I was like, you never know. I was like, but it did literally sell out within seconds. That's awesome. Cart. How about the vinyl soda? Is the soda there? If the soda's there, I will buy it literally right now.
Batman Beyond vinyl soda.
Anyway, this isn't good for radio, but the point is that I wanted them both. And if that shit is still available by the time we end up recording, I'm going to buy that tonight, which is pretty awesome.
I don't even see him.
No,
it's like he's probably not even there.
Available anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. The last thing we'll say actually is this: we got some engagement on Instagram. So we did an Instagram poll about Batwoman, and I thought we'd end with that. So I said, "Did you guys pre-order Batwoman Beyond?" 50% said yes, 50% no, and then another fitty. Have you seen her in store? And this was a couple of days ago. I have not seen her in store at all. Again, this would only be at Target. 50% yes, 50% no.
I've actually had some friends. They took pictures, not from around here, but from other places up north. taking a picture and saying, hey, do you got this? And I'm like, hey, it's already out. You know, it's already hit the streets. And I'm like, no, I've got her pre-ordered. But
not unfair. God,
I knew. So
even just seeing it like in a store, like that to me is just as fun.
Yes, I've got three Targets in my city and I hit everyone. No one had them. So I had her. Sorry.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, there you. So, but yeah, I mean, that email this morning saying she was shipped, so was calmed my nerves a little because I've been, I'm trying to keep track of all those 24 damn pre-orders I got.
That's it? Just 24?
That's just it. I mean, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait. I just ordered those three Jokers. That's six. So I got 30? Something like that.
Slacker.
I know.
All right, guys. So that is Target Geek Out Beyond. Once again, we were celebrating the exclusive McFarlane Batwoman Beyond Build-A-Figure, about which Benjamin is clearly enthusiastic, especially in the source material of the comics.
You want to go and tell us how you really feel, Ben, about the...
Yeah. Problem is, I'm just never honest. That's my problem. My New Jersey origins just don't offer themselves to bluntness. But yeah, also as part of the Target Geek Out, speaking of Batwoman, there was a Batwoman Target exclusive breast cancer awareness bombshell Funko Pop that we talked about again on the DC Collecticast episode. Is going to be dropping this Wednesday, every Wednesday. DC Collecticast, subscribe over there, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, along with her bombshell, sisters, was Hawkgirl. And then Batwoman was the exclusive to Funko, and Hawkgirl was the exclusive to Target. There were 2 year twos as part of the Target Geek Out, two Batman year twos, and then the Batman 66 Unmasked. Also on that episode, you guys are going to hear about, the star of the episode was the McFarlane hazmat anti-COVID Batman suit. And then we have the freshest of the fresh that we talked about briefly, because there really isn't much on it, but it's exciting. Nonetheless, speaking of 66, the Mezco Con Batman 66 V2 face.
Nice.
And this is how Benjamin's going to try to sound clever and smarter than he really is. Harlan Ellison, sci-fi writer, wrote the unproduced Batman versus Two-Face episode of 66 on which these figures are based. I'm corny. I don't care. But yeah, that is going to be it. Do you want to participate in our send-off, LT?
Sure.
So this has been Benjamin.
This has been LT.
Telling you to go above.
And Batman Beyond.
Hey, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.